As MDC led by Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, we are actually very disappointed on behalf of the millions of Zimbabweans that follow and support our party. That President Robert Mugabe has seen it fit to be outside the country for close to 4 weeks now. You remember that he left Zimbabwe on December the 22nd, 2015. Today is January the 14th, 2016. Almost a month down the line, the country does not even know the exact destination or where exactly the President of the Republic is staying. This is unprecedented because we know that the world over, every president, if he or she is traveling, people know exactly where their leader is, and they know exactly that the leader will just have a very short, sharp holiday, preferably in his or her own country. We have a situation where we do not even know which part of the world President Mugabe is as we speak right now. It is just speculated that he's in the Far East. Maybe he's not in the Far East for all we know. Why the secrecy about where his whereabouts? This is one of the reasons why we, as MDC, were very concerned to say we have a leader who has abdicated his responsibility as the President of the Republic. We have a leader who is busy enjoying himself with members of his immediate family. He even has his mkwasha there. He even has his stepson, his stepson's girlfriend, friends. They are eating, wining, dining, drinking, whilst the nation is burning. There is no food. Civil servants have not received their bonuses. Civil servants only got paid after Christmas, which thing has never happened before. So we say to President Mugabe, wherever you are, comrade, sir, please come back home.
Mr. Chirumanzi, your take on Mr. Gutu's points or the feelings within Zimbabweans?
Well, what Mr. Gutu is saying or has just said, it's, you know, repeated, you know, gospel. We have had this several times. But at the end of the day, people need to understand that the president has got the right, and as the head of state, has got also some privileges that he can go for a leave or holiday wherever he wants. So this is not new. Like any other presidency do all over the world. So really, it's something that is not worth commenting. And then about the bonus issue, well, the country is having some economic challenges, well, like any country is having. But we also need to understand that some of these economic challenges were brought about by the very same MDC, which, you know, pleaded with the United States of America and its allies in imposing these illegal sanctions to Zimbabwe. But now it is surprising that the MDC spokesman, Honorable Gutu, is now doing some political acrobatics that no look, you know, it is ZANU-PF to blame.
And Mr. Gutu, the social media of late was awash with rumors that President Mugabe's health has deteriorated, though presidential spokesman Mr. George Charamba clarified this by refuting these rumors and dismissing them. But what leads to all this?
This is the direct result of the secrecy around the president's whereabouts, Jonga. As I've already indicated, right now we do not exactly know where President Mugabe is. We are just told that he's in the Far East. Where in the world have you seen a president who goes on holiday and his nation does not even know exactly where he is? This is unprecedented. So because of the secrecy around this is why people come up with all these kind of strange and sometimes very, very malicious rumors on social media. We as the MDC, we wish him good health. We don't want him to die because we want him to live very, very long so that when we beat him during the next election, you'll be able to experience the good governance of an MDC government under Morgan Tsvangirai. We pray to God, please give Robert Mugabe more years so that you'll be able to see how a country should be run so that before he obviously goes to the next world, we want him to see for himself how a country should be run. So we actually want him to have a long life.
Mr. Chirumanzi.
Yeah, well, this is not the first time for social media to come up with these, you know, funny speculations. Unfortunately, it is a pity. And I think this also enhances the Honorable Super Mandwanzira to say that we needed to monitor all these things going on cyber to find out who exactly is coming up with all this nonsense. Because at the end of the day, it is not helping the nation. At the end of the day, it is not helping anyone for that matter. And I would like to agree with the Honorable Gutu that he wishes President more years. That alone shows that he is a human being enough to understand that you don't celebrate when one dies. So at the end of the day, there is no need for us to spend, you know, this precious time discussing, you know, falsehood.
And finally, Mr. Gutu, what is the MDC's vision for 2016 that you can challenge ZANU-PF with?
Basically, for 2016, as the MDC, we are actually focusing on issues that we prefer to call a new culture of governance. We are going to be focusing on issues to do with what we should do to alleviate the suffering of the majority of the people of Zimbabwe. Right now, we have got a drought on our hands. Right now, there is hunger. As the MDC, we have already crafted policies as to what should be done to make sure that we have a state of emergency declared like right now so that the government is going to mobilize resources. We know that the government is bankrupt. They should actually be appealing to well-wishers, to the United Nations, to the EU, and other people and organizations with money so that we should have means coming into the country right now, because in the next few weeks, people will be starving. But the ZANU-PF government is clueless. We are going to show them our policies. And if need be, we can even show them how to run the country. But they first of all have to own up, apologize to Zimbabweans, and repent and resign. So we, as a party, we also have a program on how to mitigate the effects of climate change. We all know that there's the El Nino effect. We all know that because of global warming, we have got very abnormal rain patterns, particularly in this part of the world. But the government of ZANU-PF is absolutely clueless as regards measures for mitigating the effects or the ravages of climate change. I can go on and on and on. We also have measures and policies already that we're going to be rolling out.
That's already
to
too
show
much.
How we are going to stimulate industrial development.
That's already
I can
too
go
much.
On and on and on.
Let me go to Mr. Cheromans. Do you think that the opposition is doing enough to challenge ZANU-PF?
In the first place, see, I think there's a misuse of words. We don't have any opposition in Zimbabwe. In fact, by 2018, there won't be any MDC. If it exists, it will be only for Mr. Gutu, maybe, and probably few guys within the Tsvangirai, you know, maybe homeboy guys. But at the end of the day, I can assure you, ZANU-PF is cruising.
Mr. Gutu, some would argue that the president has a budget allocated for all what he's doing, and you are part of the parliamentarians who set up the laws. What's your take on this?
You would understand, Jonga, that the budget of the president's office is a closely guarded secret. This is one of the main reasons why you find our members of parliament have been debating very ferociously and fervently, arguing that all the expenditure of the office of the president should be laid bare for parliamentary scrutiny. But the office of the president is a closely guarded secret. We know that in 2015 alone, President Mugabe traveled no less than 44 times out of Zimbabwe, gobbling an estimated $67 million United States dollars in his trip in 2015 alone. So if you can imagine what an amount of $67 million could do in helping the majority of Zimbabweans who do not have the stats on their table, who do not have money to send their children to school, who do not have basic medicines, even paracetamol, out there in the rural areas, and even here in the urban areas. We are saying President Mugabe, with due respect to him, has shown a complete and utter disregard for the needs of the majority of the people. He has been hopping from one plane to another, and we can safely say that he has clocked more flying hours than the average commercial pilot of any major airline in the world. That is a total embarrassment. This is why we call upon him to spend his holidays in Zimbabwe. Why is he so fond of going outside Zimbabwe each and every Christmas period? Why doesn't he spend his holidays in Kariba? Why doesn't he spend his holidays at Bumi Hills? Why doesn't he spend his holidays even at his village in Zimba or in Victoria Falls or at the Leopard Rock in Vumba? Here is a president who is so fascinated with foreign destinations. We say to him, please, comrade president, come back home.
Mr. Cheromans, the secrecy on President Mugabe's course of his trips and also the calls for the government to make public President Robert Mugabe's office budget. What's your comment or reaction to this?
You know, I have no comment to make on this one, but only to remind, you know, the listeners that, you know, this is the standard rule for any number one, person in any country. There is no way the U.S. government will ever disclose the budget of President Obama, neither the British Prime Minister or anyone for that matter, or any leader for that matter, because there is a lot involved in that office. You know, I'm shocked, you know, from what the Honorable Gutu is saying regarding the tweets by Comrade President Mugabe. He will be doing those trips for the benefit of the country. He goes to all those different places he has mentioned, clinch deals for this country. So if he says, no, look, why did the president go to China to sign mega deals? Why did the President Mugabe go to South Africa when he's the head of state? You know, this really boggles the mind of any, you know, intelligent politician. So at the end of the day, you know, to be very honest with you, sometimes it is very difficult and it boggles the mind from what MDC members say. Unfortunately, it is a pity, and we simply say to them, please come back home to ZANU-PF and start learning the basics of politics. Maybe that way they would be in a position to comment better.
The basics of looting.